This is Senator Al Simpson. Union liberals working to increase the minimum wage are cooking up their numbers again. We'll find Ted Kennedy stirring the old pot when we face off after this. Ted, Congress has pretty well relied on the Congressional Budget Office for nonpartisan estimates and economic statistics. But CBO's numbers didn't compute out with your heady number of the possible proponents of a hefty increase in the minimum wage. So, some powerful Democrats in the House forced the CBO to withdraw a report indicating that the proposed increase would actually cost jobs among the poor and among young workers. Approximately 250,000 to 500,000 jobs would be lost. They tried to muzzle that one. Your proposal to increase the minimum wage will have a very devastating effect on those who can least afford it. You and your left-wing pals won't acknowledge that at all. You're entitled to your own opinion, Ted, but not your own facts.
Wrong again, Al. You're not talking facts either. Those job numbers are pure speculation. They're not estimates, they're guesstimates. They're not worth the paper they're printed on, compared to the facts we have on past increases in the minimum wage. The minimum wage has been raised 6 times in the last 50 years. 6 times we've heard Chicken Little predictions from the right wing that the sky will fall and jobs will be lost. 6 times those predictions have proved false. The working poor have received a living wage and the economy has prospered. Now Congress is about to raise the minimum wage again. So Chicken Little Simpson and his camp followers on the far right are cranking up the false predictions again. Phony facts won't work, Al. We need to raise the minimum wage so that no one who works full-time is required to spend a lifetime in poverty. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's dismal record on job, health, and safety. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.